Former Dallas Cowboy cornerback Everson Walls last week gave his former teammate, Ron Springs, one of his kidneys. As NPR's Wade Goodman reports, they are the first teammate organ donors in history.
2 days after a major organ transplant, Ron Springs and Everson Walls sat in a hospital auditorium in front of a room packed with family, friends, teammates, and news media. Sporting Everson Walls' kidney, Ron Springs was clearly glad to see everybody.
You know, I have some teammates here now, guys that came to leave with Everson, Angelo King, and Everson Walls. Those are the guys that I went over and talked to, the rookies.
Their glory days ended long ago, but the two men and their families remained friends. But 15 years ago, Ron Springs developed diabetes, and his once magnificent body slowly was devastated. 3 years ago, his kidneys failed. The doctors amputated one foot, then some of his other toes. Springs' hands slowly curled into useless fists. Everson Walls watched his friend wither away.
We were hanging out a lot together. My wife was very concerned about him, and I could tell that she was. Then I started to think that it's something that I could do. I couldn't just be around him every day and detach myself from the whole situation. So, you know, one day I just said I'd try it. You know, I said I'd try it.
Walls had his wife's support, but his mother didn't want him to give one of his kidneys away. She was afraid. The two families kept it all quiet while Everson thought it through. As Walls tells it, a conversation between his mother and his former teammate helped move things along.
Before Ron went in, something very powerful happened. He made a statement to my mother about how he wanted to thank her for having me, because with her having me, it saved him, and she deserves that. You know, I guess we're so emotional about it because, first of all, my stitches are hurting like hell right now. I got gas all in my stomach.
But underneath the smiling and the tears and the claps on the back, a deeper and troubling truth was sharing the stage. African Americans are lagging far behind other ethnic groups when it comes to organ donation, and African Americans are dying on dialysis because of it. Of all Americans needing a kidney transplant, a third are black. Ron Springs said he and his cowboy teammate are going to try to change that.
We're going to form a foundation. And we're going to, me and Everson, going to put together this foundation, and we're going to go out and seek as many donors as we can see.
The day after the kidney transplant, Everson Walls hobbled down the hall to see how Springs was doing with his kidney. In fact, Springs was feeling great.
I felt so good yesterday, I got nervous. Everson came down, he was feeling bad. I didn't say too much because I didn't want him to get mad at me and look at me. Walls is my greatest friend right now, and I'll have to deal with him for 30 more years. And I know he's going to hold it over me.
Because of Everson Walls' courage and generosity, Ron Springs is likely to be around a lot longer to have it held over him. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.